from KUOW, Jack's School Production, and the Association of Independent Radio.
This is Radio Lingual.
Radio Lingual is just really sweet and charming, and Hamad and I make fun of each other and use sound effects. But this week's a little bit different because when we listened to Ai's tape from the field, it kind of opened up a can of worms between us. So here's Ai first, and then Hamad and I kind of flesh it out a little bit.
Now I'm in the market, and now I'm passing the food store, which I was deceived before. I don't like them.
When I go to Pike Place Market to buy something, before I was deceived.
What does that mean, deceived?
Deceived, cheat. Cheat?
What do you mean they cheated you?
So they didn't give me correct charge when I bought something.
What did you buy? What was it?
Apples.
Be careful, especially Asian, it's easy to be deceived.
Like, I think it's a lot less likely that somebody would rip off, a British tourist, or even like a European tourist whose English is really good, you know, even if it's not their native language.
I would be someone, like, I speak English fluently, but I would also not challenge the Pike Place Market guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I would say, wait, isn't it $3? And that's what I'm wondering. Like, is the person going to argue with me, or are they going to hear my voice and say, oh, this is a fluent English speaker, I'm not going to try to trick them? Because if they came back at me and said something like, oh, there's a tax, I would say, oh, okay, sorry, that's fine. Here's $5.
What I would do in that situation is say, okay, fine, I'm not buying the apples, and walk out.
Yeah. So it's hard to tell how much of this is cultural and how much of it is linguistic.